We have Eric Yancer right now. He is has carried the Chubb's Pub banner to Frisco. And is it up yet, Eric?
You know, we actually mailed that down. It was up waiting for us when we got here.
Oh, it was already up. Cool. Did you see Robert Verich, the manager there?
Oh, yeah. Robert was bouncing around. He's happy. They're getting ready for a huge weekend over there.
Was there you were among the first. According to the Facebook post, you were there by 1:30 in the afternoon or so yesterday, right?
You got it.
And what was the weather like driving down for you?
You know, the weather was great for us. A little breezy down here, but we didn't have any troubles at all. Sunshine and clear roads for us.
Did anybody with bison-like vehicles honk when they passed you or acknowledge the fact that you were obviously a bison tailgater?
You know, we were out ahead of everybody. We weren't really passed. But, you know, when we were stopped at the state line, we got a few honks.
Yeah, okay. You're right. There was nobody passing you guys. So what exactly are you going to be tailgating with at Frisco on Saturday?
You know, we bring our tailgating rig with us, a custom yellow 25-foot trailer. Got a fold-out side that opens up to a portable bar, a fold-out bar, a couple big-screen TVs, you know, tents, tables, you name it, we got it.
There were three of you hauling the stuff to Frisco. The others are joining you, or have they begun?
We got down here. We met up. We got there's about 10 of us in our group now, and we're just going to keep building strong.
Okay. And tell our listeners where you parked your great, big, beautiful Six Flags tailgate unit.
Yeah, well, so we roll into town, into the Embassy Suites here across the third base bar, and we realize it's the home hotel for Towson. We figured we'd give him a welcome wagon, so we put the trailer right out front and hung the flags for him.
Yeah. And they are flying in the breeze in Frisco, Texas. So what did you do last night, or once you finally got there?
We stumbled over to third base. We've been looking forward to getting back to that place ever since last year. To be honest with you, it's such a fun place, we never left.
Oh, third base sports bar and grill?
You got it.
Did you have anything to eat?
Oh, yeah, we had two meals there yesterday.
All right, well, say hi to Nick Prothero and Tony Vipond and the rest of your crew, and we'll be back in touch with you again tomorrow, okay, buddy?
Yeah, sounds good, Jack. Take it easy.
Thank you. It's been fun living vicariously on that trip. Now, another road warrior we know, there's two of them. There's Kim Case and Dale Powers. They're making their way from Fargo to Frisco and stayed in Omaha last night. Come in, Kim. Is that you?
It's me, Jack.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. That place I was thinking about yesterday in that nice part of Omaha, Old Town, or what's it called?
Old Market.
Oh, yeah, Old Market. It was called Upstream. Did you find that place?
We did. Dale sent you a text really late. It was closed. We forgot it was New Year's Day.
Oh, it was closed.
Not good. But that was okay.
Why would you close on New Year's Day?
Everybody must have been tired from the night before.
Well, I guess so. How did you find Omaha? Did you enjoy your few hours there?
It is so beautiful. I would love to come back. Just beautiful.
They've got a great zoo. You wouldn't believe the zoo. It's probably the best in the world, as a matter of fact. And they've got a walking bridge, a pedestrian bridge that spans the river and goes to Council Bluffs. It is magnificent. It is just a great, there's a lot of things to do there. So where are you now, Kim?
We are about 30 miles south of Omaha. It is a balmy 8 degrees. And we stayed in the hotel with a bunch of Nebraska Cornhusker fans. So that was interesting.
I bet that was loud and red.
It was very red.
And they won, I think. They won their bowl game with Georgia last night.
They did. They were very excited.
Well, yeah, I guess. Jeez, they're nuts down there. All right, and so how far are you going to make it today?
Okay, today we are going to Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay. What's on the agenda there? I can't even make any recommendations about Norman.
I know. What are we going to do without your recommendation?
The forecast center is down there that predicts all the tornado watches and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. So you can look that up. The National Forecast Center is in Norman, Oklahoma. So.
And I think AP went to college down there.
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. All right. Well, you guys drive safely. And if you don't mind, I'll continue stalking you as you make your way to Frisco.
Please do.
Norman tonight, and then you and Dale, and who else is traveling with you?
My son and his friends, and they're having a ball.
They haven't gotten in trouble yet. You haven't had to bail them out.
Not yet. Only 14, but we're watching them pretty close.
Okay, good for you. Good talking to you. Give Dale a pat on the back. I sure like him. Good talking to you, Kim.
Thanks, Jack.
His name is Levi Otis, and he is a road warrior. He is with the Thundering Herd making their way to Frisco, Texas. Levi, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Jack, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, buddy. So are you a Fargo man?
We are. Well, Argusville, to pinpoint it, but yeah, work in Fargo.
Okay, and how many are in the Thundering Herd that are going to be converging on Frisco?
Well, we've had some people join us, but our original crew started at 12, and we've got 14 on the bus right now. One kid's flying in from California. Two are flying down to join us. So I think if you totaled up our group who's been on the RV with us for some of these trips, is about 20 over the last few years.
And you're on an RV making your way now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big 42-foot diesel pusher that the Highway Patrol's been having a hard time keeping up with.
Well, that's good. Good for you. You're going to have to hurry to catch Eric Yancer. He and his troop from Six Flags tailgating arrived there at 1:30 yesterday.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with Six Flags. We always try to team up and get close to each other. We throw a really good party.
Well, tell us about your tailgating array. What is it you guys have with the Thundering Herd?
Well, Thundering Road Herd, we bring in kegs, which a lot of times maybe you're not supposed to. We've got tents and we've got some bars set up, and it's more about just getting together with as many friends and people as you can, and you take up less parking spots that way, you know. So we've got some huge beanbag boards that are 4x8. We use throw pillows, and that's usually a pretty good time.
Yeah, you're kind of like Eric when I talk to him, you know. I ask him, what do you grill up when you're there? And he's, oh, I don't know. Maybe some hot dogs or something.
We got another guy that's bringing shredded beef and shredded pork to feed up to 250 people. So, we're going to do it big this year.
All right. Well, now who's driving right now?
Our buddy Craig from Walhalla. He's an actual over-the-road guy. Yep. So we brought a professional driver this time so the rest of us could relax a bit.
Well, that's good. Is he going to do all the driving?
Well, we've got another couple guys on the crew who have volunteered to take a couple stints. So hopefully he doesn't put in 15 by himself.
How far have you been so far? Where are you?
We're just leaving Sioux City, Iowa.
All right. We
chipped off the gas. So
where are you going to be staying this evening? Are you going right through?
We're going right to Plano. We're going to join the party at about 11 o'clock if we hammer down.
All right, buddy. Well, say hi to Eric and the rest of them. If you run into anybody else from Fargo down there, tell them KFGO said hi. And be sure to get that KFGO app loaded on your smartphone, man.
Absolutely. And if you want to follow us, Jack, on Facebook, we're Thundering Road Herd. So we've got about 1,700 followers so far, and it's just been a fun time.
I'm going to do that. I'm geeky enough to do it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
See you later.
Sounds good.
Levi
Bye.
Otis, he's one of our road warriors with the Thundering Road Herd here on KFGO. We have been keeping track of people who are on the road again, and speaking of again, I think this might be a three-peat for Jim Dura. He and I are friends and occasionally run into one another. And Jim, welcome back, you road warrior, you.
Thank you there, Jack. It's I'm pretty excited about the game coming up.
And have you begun your trek yet? Earlier today, you hadn't. Where are you now?
We are just getting on the interstate in Fargo heading south.
Oh, you're just barely on the road. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So do you travel light or do you have two or three suitcases and a trunk full of stuff or?
Pretty light. I got one little bag and a cooler full of traveling beverages.
Okay, I got that. And the intention is for you to make it how far on this leg?
I'm hoping Wichita today.
Okay. How long, when will you, do you think you'll pull into Wichita? What does your navigator say on that?
I haven't looked at the navigator, but I've driven it so many times. I'm guessing 12 hours.
And one of the things I like about the fact that you're going is that you kind of renewed an old friendship with someone you hadn't seen in quite a while 3 years ago. Wasn't it 3 years ago?
Yes, it was. 3 years ago, a roommate of mine from my freshman year at NDSU, fall quarter at NDSU in 1981. Mm-hmm. We lived together, and I remembered that he lived in Dallas. And I called him up, and he rolled out the tailgating party for us 3 years ago, and he did it last year, and he's planning on doing it again this year.
I love that. So, and that's as often as you get together, as every time you have a national championship.
Pretty much the only time we see each other.
Well, I think that's a great story. I guess there's no story on the roads for you to share with us. I guess you're...
Not really yet. We just got a long ways in front of us.
All right, buddy. How many of you are traveling?
There's three of us.
All right. Well, you all be careful, and we'll get a hold of you again tomorrow, all right?
Greatly appreciated. You have a great day there, Jack.
Thank you. There's Jim Dura. He's on the road. And Kevin is on the road. He's a road warrior. Is this Kevin Wolf?
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's good to hear from you. Glad to have
good
you
to
listen.
Hear from you.
Hey, do you have KFGO's app on your cell phone?
We do. We've been listening to it all the way down. So it's been fun to stay connected.
Where are you? Where are you now?
We're about an hour north of the Texas border. We went as far as Wichita last night and got up this morning and are heading south.
Mm-hmm. And you have tickets to the pep rally as well as the game?
We do. We do. We went last 2 years, but last year at the stadium, and we got tickets again, so that should be a great time.
And what do you do when you get there? Are you part of the tailgating parties there?
Yeah, we'll check into our hotel and probably get something to eat and go to the, hang around at some local establishment this evening and then go to all the tailgating festivities Friday and Saturday morning.
Do you do any tailgating, or do you know people that might have a burger or something for you?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's fun to tailgate. There's a lot of good people down there, and it's amazing how many make this trip.
How many of you are traveling right now?
We've got a four in a car, but we've got another car that's about an hour behind us, and we're kind of traveling together. And we'll be staying at the same hotel down in Frisco.
Right. Well, I'm sending a KFGO banner tonight. Our people are leaving tonight. There's a group.
All right.
And I'm going to see if they won't put it up near the Chubb's Pub banner at the third base sports bar and grill. And so have
we've never been there, and we're going to actually, this is our third year down here, and we're going to sneak over there and see what that's all about. So
well,
hopefully we get to see the KFGO banner.
Well, if you see that, have your picture taken and then send it to us. Thank you, Kevin. Good to hear from you. It always
all
is.
All right. Go Bison.
It's always a pleasure to know guys like Kevin are listening to KFGO. 790 KFGO. It's 1146. Good to have you over here on the Jack and Sandy Show. I just got a text. You know, you can always text us at 35270 from someone who, it sounds to me like Cherie Rocha. Rochelle? Cherie, how do you say your last name again, please?
Rochelle.
Okay. Cherie, it sounds like you're going to Frisco, but you're kind of taking the roundabout way.
We certainly did. We headed for, we left North Dakota on the 22nd. Had to go to the Bison game, and then we headed straight to Las Vegas, and then we spent Christmas with our daughter Elise and her family, and then we headed over to Palm Desert for New Year's Eve for our anniversary with my sister and brother-in-law, and now we're headed to Frisco, Texas to join our other daughter and her two sons in Frisco. They're already there.
Wow. What's this about being back in Killdeer?
I'm a teacher, and I just texted my principal, and I hope he's listening today because I let him know I won't be there Monday, but we're going to be driving all the way back from Frisco straight through starting Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. And
so you went from Dickinson to Vegas and then Palm Desert for New Year's, and now you're headed to Frisco and then have to be back to Killdeer to teach on Tuesday.
That's right. Teach my little cowboys.
Well, congratulations. And how many of you are making this trip? Just the two of you?
just my husband and I are driving, and our daughter, Heidi Knoppik, and her two sons, Nathaniel and Michael, flew. In fact, they've been there a couple of days. They wanted to take in sites, and they're waiting for us. And our son, our grandson, Nathaniel, is a proud Bison. He's a freshman this year.
And where are you right now in your excursion to Frisco?
Where are we?
Yep.
We're just outside of Phoenix.
Right. Are you listening on our KFGO app?
Absolutely. We hooked up my Bose speakers, and we've got the radio, and we got you on. We've been listening to you. You're just a hoot. We've been really enjoying it.
Well, Cherie,
hope to meet a lot of Ford Warriors down there.
Say that again.
We hope to meet a lot of Bison fans down there.
Well, I'm sure you will. What's your husband's name?
Ken.
Cherie and Ken Roshaw.
That's correct.
Thank you very much for joining us, and I have your number. If you don't mind, I'll try to reach you again tomorrow.
Awesome.
Thank you, Cherie. How cool is that? Now, that is a roundabout trip. And now we go to the NDSU limo bus. Hello, Troy. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing today?
All right. Good. So you're on the road. Has it begun?
Yep. We are on the road. We started this morning at about 5:30.
And how many of you are there?
There are two drivers, myself and Scott, and 17 NDSU students.
And you're all NDSU students, and you all have your tickets for the game.
That's correct.
And the pep rally.
That's right.
All right. Now, where are you at this point?
We are going through Omaha right now.
Oh.
As we speak.
And how long will you be going before you stop?
We're going all the way through, straight down.
You're going to Frisco. What time do you think you'll get there, Troy?
Well, hopefully around 11 o'clock tonight. We'll see how traffic goes, though.
Do you have hotel accommodations?
We definitely do.
All right. Are you planning on doing some tailgating on Saturday?
I think so. There are two other limo buses from Fargo Party Ride that are already on their way down, and we're going to go together. We're going to set up a DJ system as well from our sister company, and we're going to have some fun.
I want you to know that Eric Yancer, Six Flags Tailgating, is there. Tell him I said hi. And there's a bunch of people from the Thundering Road Herd we've been talking to. Tell him we said hi.
Yeah, I knew.
If you run into a bald guy named Jim, tell him I said hi.
All right.
And Kim and Dale, they're also road warriors. If you see them, tell them hi. And if you don't mind, Troy, we'll try to get a hold of you tomorrow.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, how cool. Thank you very much. Good to have you listening, man.